Now, Gabby from the Technological Center of the University of Mexico City in environmental engineering. Her area of research is cosmology, specifically magnetic fields in the Big Bang. The title of her speech is Toward a Collective and Responsible Science. We will listen to Dr. Piccinelli. Good evening. I want to thank the organizers of this space for reflection and sharing the opportunity of participating, and thanks to all of you for being here. It's an honor for me, and I'm very excited. What I'm going to share doesn't answer the principal question that they asked us. What can science do in the face of the wall? It just addresses a more modest question. How can we involve ourselves as scientists in the face of the wall? And it's not a specific proposal for scientists. Why do I speak of this? First, because after a year, I haven't had anything to say about what can science do in the face of the wall. And then also, it can be useful to address the topic of organization and responsibility of scientists in this meeting of scientists. That being here, we are interested in transformation. And I'm sorry for the Zapatistas if I speak of something that's very far away from your world, thankfully. But there are several points that you've been working on for a long time. And the most important thing is the process of reflection, questioning, analysis, and collective and individual analysis that we have to go through, sometimes painfully, to be get here. I'm learning a lot from all of you, and I'm certain about the way I'm doing science. Saying that I'm not responding to the question they asked us doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about challenging the dominant system. Science, as we've said a lot here, is based on a series of characteristics which are indispensable for understanding a phenomena to influence a result. This allows us to analyze reality on all its aspects. One thing we need to do is ask the right questions to understand a situation. The society establishes questions, but once they have done that, then science tells us how to go about it, how to interpret reality. The scientific method allows for analyzing reality in a very reliable way, to test and retest. Scientific theory is predictive, and this makes it very powerful. By applying science to different areas of capital, like generation of energy, construction of mega projects, transportation, agro-industry, chemical industry, we can demask its real intentions and implications, and also to establish our own processes and strategies. For this, we need to have a strong conscience and independent, organized scientific community. My title, I mentioned two characteristics that I think that science needs. Collectiveness. Development of a research topic is a collective process. Einstein didn't work alone. By collective, I mean that it's something that the Zapatistas have tried to transmit to us all these years, and it's hard for us to understand. We want to an organization in which we can erase the individualities, and all of us become participants and equally responsible of all steps of the process. Responsibility. As scientists can be involved in decisions and be responsible with them, then we can address from the content of our research and the process of acquiring knowledge, the way of organizing ourselves and administrating ourselves, as well as our relationship with the society and transmitting knowledge and applying our results. If we want to organize ourselves to contribute to bringing down the wall by science, we need to reflect about how science functions and ask, what can we do different and how? To begin to discuss this, we should continue, follow some points that I think we need to transform. Surely there are many more points that we need to question, and probably we can formulate the problems that I address. Originally, I asked questions, and I tried here to develop a collective result, but I received few responses, so I developed it into a debate. Here, I'm just going to say my opinion, and I thank you for listening. I'm focusing on research that I developed in public universities and institutes, and I'm not talking about an important sector in the process, which are the students. We also have to address the relationship to students. I divide the process into different aspects. What we research. Why do we study science? Because we like to know how things work, why and how they move, where they come from and where they're going. Within all the questions that we ask, science gets us closer to the responses, to the answers. In autonomous university, there's freedom to choose what we're going to research, but we should ask ourselves if we study what we want to, what we're excited about. I think that most scientists around me think that they do, but I quote, in Mexico, most leave aside topics that are really urgent, and I have felt pressure from the institutions to not do basic research and go toward linked research, which is, if we can call that science. As we receive support from society through the institutions, we have also had to discuss whether the scientific community and society in general should have involvement on the priority of research topics to decide which topics are addressed. So currently, the scientific community in Mexico is not representative of the society of Mexico and could be more inclusive and diverse than that would address the topics that they would be addressing. Creating in universities spaces of working that are focused on national problems, such as alternative energy or recovering ecosystems or campaigns, food sovereignty campaigns and caring for health would be important points of research. We should begin with the objectives of science in Mexico in a historic social context and not just in light of the foreign paradigms that so far have guided us in defining the role of science in this country. We have to look at this context if the science that we are seeking to build is serving Mexicans and their needs. It's important that we work at the root of the question that the Zapatistas ask. If we see that the storm is coming, and if we think that if we will be seeing worse times, how we invest, how we research. Despite the fact that generally we think that we determine our way of working, I think we should ask if we are okay with the process that we're following and the methods that we use to acquire the knowledge and develop our research. In general, we think that by researching, we are using and questioning the techniques of others and our own, but also, in general, our education and the way we think and research is very linked to research of capitalist research. So the way of formulating the research questions, the topics of interest, the way of addressing them, the equipment we work with, the journals that we use to publish our results, and the criteria of evaluation, those are all conditioned. Are we in agreement with the times that we have, the time we have to carry out our research? Recently, we have tried to impose that all personnel should carry out all types of work, research, teaching, diffusion, and institutional activities, bureaucracy, etc. But not everyone has all these abilities, so this reduces the time that we have available for research. Are we satisfied with the quality of the scientific content and the presentation of the products of our research, or do we present them in an unfinished manner because we can't finish them in the time we have allowed? The times we have available are always a problem, and the quality of our work is affected. But I think we can agree in the community that if we carry out our work collectively and present them in different conferences, then we can have a better discussion and move forward. Do we need competition, or can we collaborate? We generally work in a stressful situation. Do we feel this is going to get worse in the future? We think that it will because of the economic and social situation of the country, but I think we have to define this better. Implications for what we study. Given the social responsibility of the different sectors related to scientific, technological development and innovation, I think we should ask whether the results of our research are useful for the scientific community and society in general. I think that yes, but if they're not useful in the sense of being able to apply them to practical projects, they are useful for creating knowledge, which is useful. I wouldn't change my research topic, the study of origin and evolution of the universe. Is that useful? I would say it's very useful. How can we do this if we don't know where we came from, where we're going? What topics receive institutional financial support and recognition, and which don't? An systematic analysis of these financial supports, we can see interesting patterns and policies. How is the knowledge that we generate applied, and who benefits from our research? Is it our responsibility to know this and to follow up on it? Would it be necessary to establish and respect a scientific ethic and an epistemological ethic? Topics of decisions in our institutions. I think there's a series of decisions in our institution that we should participate in. The plan of development of our institution. It seems that there are commissions that are established, but my experience is that these are established from above, and also the budget. It seems that there are institutes where this is more transparent, but my experience is that if we don't know what the budget is, that we don't know what the budget is or how it's used, so we can't influence its use. And then the topic of authorities. We don't have much possibility of influencing this. They should represent us, but they tend to impose situations that are already decided upon. And I would ask if it's necessary that the rector, the directors, the coordinators, or the heads of the areas, the decisions, they shouldn't be making the decisions, but they should be made in assemblies among all, and then commissions by rotation should be following up on them. contracts, promotions, there are positions, and these are given to an area that we're not always sure who is given the important positions, I guess. And then I ask, who are we including in everybody? Full-time researchers or students, administrators, society in general, NGOs, international organizations, governments. Here I need to start a discussion. Evaluation and payment for our work. We're always being evaluated by peers or vertically, but we're not usually in agreement with the evaluation. We know that no evaluation is completely adequate or objective, but the principal point is, do we need these evaluations? Probably when the research projects are put to service of the needs of citizens, it would be easier to evaluate the fulfillment of objectives, and we wouldn't need to evaluate ourselves based on standards of competition that the scientific community that's dominant in the world has imposed on us. Another type of evaluation is certification of the team, the laboratory, the field. Should we have a public autonomous university that should be submitted to the scrutiny of private governmental entities? I think that one of the pressing problems of our profession, or at least it should be, is that many scientists are unemployed. Shouldn't we involve ourselves in this problem? Why wouldn't everyone have the right to exercise this great profession? We have to discuss whether there are add-ons or something. Not understanding this topic. If we decide that there isn't, how do we assure that everyone works? I guess there are benefits. What would we do if someone doesn't work enough? And what if they work too much? How in some anarchist unions where one declares that we don't work extra hours under any pretext while there are unemployed people? So some unions demand that we're not going to work extra hours where there are unemployed people in the same field. Of course, but after 8 hours, we would stop working, and then we would need to employ more scientists. And one thing that seems fundamental is where the funds come from our salaries. Currently, it's the support from all of society. We don't know if we agree with this, but if we achieve that the system changes, how would this work? Thinking about how would we evaluate a just compensation for our salary? Can we make better use of a budget assigned to the universities to channel more funds to create more positions? Would we be willing to earn less so that more positions could be opened? I think this is a question that has not been addressed by scientists. Financing of the invest of research. I think that we need to have a discussion about the pros and cons of the research projects and education in obtaining financing through different projects. It would be interesting to try to understand what other way we could finance research projects and share the funds. If we think that support to research should be increased, we would have to discuss from what we would take funds away with to give them to research. And if we ask, is this going to get worse? I think that we generally feel that the budget for research is being increasingly limited, and resources for everything could represent well-being or community well-being. Those are also being cut. Funds are being cut for well-being. And we also see that there's another political ideological intention to re-educate ourselves so that nothing is considered to be a common or social resource, but rather that everything is paid again as it is consumed or used. Transmission of knowledge and linkage of research with linking research with society. Within linking research to society, I think that there are different levels. Diffusion of our results. It seems that we should have a priority for ourselves to share with citizens clearly and rigorously our knowledge that we generate. It also seems important that universities develop research projects that work directly with citizens and with public institutions to jointly seek solutions to the problems posed. But I'm worried that the question of linkage, about linkage with businesses, it seems that we are doing cheap work for them, financed by public institutions. Shouldn't the businesses develop their own research and share it, and at least finance the research projects carried out in public universities? The seriousness of linking with the private sector, which so many people see as normal and desirable, is shown very clearly in Cloud of the Storm 4 in the presentation, What Do We Do from Science When the Length of the Interval Between... Oh, this is something very technical, but something that someone proposed last year, I think, that they discussed. I'll go on to the next topic. Intellectual property and patents. That knowledge has an owner seems to me weird, because if a public university contributes to a patent, contributes to the fact that a patent goes to a private business, then that's very contradictory. Research carried out with public funds by law should benefit citizens. University should not be a research center that competes for knowledge. In this field, I think that the situation is becoming worse, and it will continue to get worse because of lack of financing and because of the orders of big capital. They're increasingly asking us to generate our own resources, and that we give over our knowledge to them. The work of our community. The ethical behavior of our institutions should worry us, but we are overworked and worried about our own problems or intimidated by possible consequences of our opinions. So we don't tend to involve ourselves in deplorable situations, while those that... they don't affect us directly. So we've observed that some people have appropriated the work of colleagues, or they've excluded some activity, or we've seen sexual harassment from students, and these are poor uses of the budget. We have to see that even in the academic environment, questioning a colleague that is in a good position or saying no to a proposal that comes from above is more expensive than one would think, even when we don't say no, but always a no thank you right now, but rather we should say no thank you, I'm not interested right now, when someone proposes something wrong to us. I say that we have to be vigilant, involve ourselves collectively to prevent and combat dysfunctional situations in our institution, like corruption, lack of respect and recognition of the work of everyone, lack of inclusion and equal opportunities, acts of discrimination and violence toward anyone. I also say that we have to be watchful of discrimination against women. And I think here, I guess I'll stop there.